2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 329. Traffic is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Len Thomas.
Freeways are cruising well early this afternoon. We do have a 25-minute drive, Spanish Fork to Lehigh, then moving well to the downtown area. And a crash in Parley's Canyon, I-80, 1 mile east of Lambs Canyon. Looks like a westbound accident there. Steve?
And a 15-minute drive from Salt Lake into Farmington into Davis County on northbound 15, but slowing down at Burton Lane, also at Antelope Drive. It's here. The Case Lot sale at Macy's is on this week. Buy in bulk for big savings and fill your pantry with deals by the dozen throughout the store. Macy's, happy shopping. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
It's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have sunshine, 64 degrees. KSL's top story.
Wild weather.
The cold. It's the cold coming tonight. The National Weather Service is warning about a hard freeze, serious frost for some parts of northern Utah tonight. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz tells us where.
Some of our colder valleys will see freezing temperatures tonight.
Cache Valley, the Wasatch Back, the Sampete Valley, and areas near Panguitch. We're expecting a hard freeze tonight, which means temperatures at or below 28 degrees.
Christine Cruz with the National Weather Service of Salt Lake says some of the Wasatch Front should also be concerned about frost.
Particularly the colder areas north of Ogden, as well as some of those colder areas near Spanish Fork and Payson in Utah Valley.
She says you'll want to pull in or cover your plants that are sensitive to temperatures and consider winterizing swamp coolers and RVs. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
So much work. KSL News Time, 3:31. Seems we've been using less water. It's great news. We're conserving. But that's only half the battle. Linda Towns with Jordan Valley Water District says there's no way to tell if the winter will give us the snowpack we so desperately need.
Well, we are at the mercy of Mother Nature, and it's really difficult to predict what she's going to do. So, of course, we're hopeful. We have to be. If we see another really bad winter, we'll probably also see watering restrictions next year, which this year it was just kind of a help us out. And I think people responded well, but next year it might be restrictions.
Listen to this. Jordan Valley District customers used a third less water compared to last summer. The FBI's search of Brian Laundrie's family home is over. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, federal agents executed the search warrant early this morning, and they spent the day going through the home and a van outside. Exactly what they were looking for isn't clear. Brian Laundrie's whereabouts remain unknown, and police in Mobile, Alabama today have been investigating reports that he was seen there over the weekend. Scary moments for students at Heritage High School in Newport News, Virginia this morning. Shots rang out in their school. Two 17-year-olds are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries, but others were also traumatized.
I was just scared, and yes, there was a strike of panic because being pushed to the ground, I thought I wasn't going to make it.
Police say they now have the suspect in custody. COVID-19 is now the nation's deadliest pandemic. It has now killed more people in the U.S. than the Spanish flu did in 1918. Johns Hopkins, which is keeping track of the death toll, says the country has now surpassed 675,000 deaths from COVID-19. Of the 1,900 or so daily deaths from the coronavirus, most are among the unvaccinated. And White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announcing the latest effort to screen travelers coming into the U.S. to slow the spread of COVID.
We'll be putting in place strict protocols to prevent the spread of COVID-19 from passengers flying internationally into the United States by requiring that adult foreign nationals traveling to the United States be fully vaccinated.
She says that vaccine requirement will go into effect in early November. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Pfizer is reporting that its COVID vaccine is safe for children ages 5 through 11. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The Pfizer study needs to be peer-reviewed, and then their findings go over to the FDA. Then Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare talks about the next steps.
We just have to make sure everybody is educated, knows how to do this, gets the system set up. So it should be end of October towards the beginning of November that it would be there and available at your pediatric office or pharmacy to get this for the kids.
Dr. Sheffield spoke to KSL's David Dujanovic show. The Utah Department of Health told us they are ready to distribute the two doses to kids when they're given the green light. They're waiting to get the recommendations and authorizations that come with this. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And we have breaking news on KSL. The Davis County Health Department is reopening the Legacy Events Center for COVID vaccinations. The Farmington drive-through clinic reopens next Monday. Because the county is reopening the site, it's going to close vaccination clinics at senior activity centers in Clearfield, Kaysville, and Bountiful this Friday. First and second doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be available at Legacy, along with single doses of Johnson & Johnson and a third dose of Pfizer for immunocompromised people. A chiropractor in Kaysville has been arrested and accused of inappropriately touching two women while giving them massages. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Kaysville investigators say the victim went to get a massage from Dr. Kenneth Pierce with Right Now Chiropractic on Friday. The probable cause statement says Pierce locked the door and the victim immediately felt uneasy, wondering if she would make it out. During the massage, Pierce reportedly touched her sexually and the scared victim froze, so the touching lasted about 20 minutes. Police say this is the second woman to accuse Pierce, saying they received a similar report about him in May.
Police say Pierce admitted there was contact with one of the victims, but he claims it was consensual. KSL News Time 3:35. A quick check on traffic now. In for Ricky this afternoon, Len Thomas is with us, and Mondays are typically rough traffic.
Well, it's looking pretty good right now. We'll keep our fingers crossed. There's a little bit of slowing, though, and Davis County's kind of moved from Kaysville up to Clearfield as you get in that construction zone there. Syracuse to Clearfield, Antelope Drive up to the Air Force Base. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.